Now, walk to the flagpole in front of Dutchneck School, but don't pause this recording. Remember how we mentioned a few chapters ago that the overseer of the poor built a cemetery under this school? Well, let's listen to the story of Pompey Updike, one of the people who was originally buried there.
Thank you, Judy. My name is Pompey Updike. As you just heard, my family and I were buried where the Dutchneck School stands today. I'm also one of the earliest identified and best documented free black residents in the 1800 era of West Windsor. Born in New Jersey around 1803, I have a Dutch last name suggesting that either my parents or I were former slaves. In 1827, I was baptized in the Hightstown Baptist Church. My story in West Windsor begins in 1830s when I moved into a house off Southfield Road between the Cranberry Golf Club and Zakes Park. I was employed as a farm laborer by the Fisher family next door, who owned the land that is now Village Green and the Cranberry Golf Club and everything in between. Although I was a free man, I likely worked alongside the Fisher slaves who they kept until the mid-1860s. One was named Diana Updike. She was one of the last two slaves in town and perhaps one of the last 20 slaves in the entire state of New Jersey. In 1850, I resided with a woman about my age named Kate, a 10-year-old boy named Furman, and a 65-year-old woman named Sarah Bond. Just 2 years later, on May 5, 1852, I married Lucy Ann Jackson in Cranberry and lived with her and Freeman for the next several years. Certain records suggest that I served in the Civil War. If so, this makes me one of the few dozen West Windsor residents who did so, and the only known black one. Sorry, I can't say more. My memory is just a bit fuzzy. By 1870, I remarried, this time to Henrietta Higgins. On April 16th of that year, she gave birth to a son. We named John Henry Updike. Although we lived in Princeton at this time, by 1880, we moved back to West Windsor. Sadly, dear Henrietta passed away just 2 years later. That was a hard time for me and my boy. I passed away on May 14, 1890, but my story does not end there. As you heard, I was buried in an old segregated burial ground for the poor and black residents. You think that would be it, but no. I wasn't allowed to rest eternally. In 1970, when the Dutchneck School was constructed and several graves were dug up, including mine, Henrietta's, and John Henry, we were identified and relocated to Hightstown Cedar Hill Cemetery, where the Fisher family is also buried. My family is marked by these three fallen gravestones, all in need of maintenance. In 1970, my old house was demolished and Fairway Drive built in its place. All that is left of my legacy are those three fallen gravestones and efforts by modern historians to keep my story alive.
Thank you, Pompey, for that unique tale. Now, let's hear again from our old friend, Stella Norris, who will talk about the history of the Dutchneck School.